The real message from the Word of God is our being the church, and to celebrate and to have fun. I want to say one thing. I mean, we ask everybody to just feel free to dress casual. As far as I'm concerned, you can dress casual every Sunday, because I don't think God is so worried about what's on the outside, but he wants to know what's in our lives. And I don't want someone staying home because they feel like they've got to dress, you know, fancy for church. We'd rather have you here in casual clothes than not have you here, because that's what church is all about. And I think one of the things I enjoyed when I was with Methodist Home for Children is I went to Christ Episcopal Church, where Jane was organist, a little church in Hope Mills. And we had people came in jeans and t-shirts, and then we had people in the same service come in, you thought we're going to a formal dinner. And nobody cared. I mean, it's just what you were comfortable with in your life, and that's what God wants us to do. Be comfortable in the fellowship as believers, because that's what the church is all about. And we're going to look at Scripture in the second chapter of Acts, if you want to turn in your Bibles, to that first special day. Now remember, pretty much the new Christians were sticking together and they were worshiping in homes. And as it says here, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Weren't too many of them. 120. Now, that's pretty good for a house. Must have been a pretty big house. But there were 120 disciples left after Jesus' crucifixion. And they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came the sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at the sound of the, as the crowd gathered, was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in their native language. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear them, each of us, in our own native language?" All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They've been filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judah, all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. And listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even upon your slaves and men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." This is the reading of the Word of God for the people of God. And we ought to be thankful. That's how the church started. And Peter went on to preach and explain to the Jews who had gathered there for their feast day, to tell them the short story of what Jesus meant to the world. And in that preaching that day, outside of the house, as he went out to explain things to them, 3,000 people were baptized and added to the church. What a joy. What a special reason to celebrate Pentecost. The beginning of the church, the phenomenal growth of the church. People who had a new vision and new dreams about what God could do in their lives and what God could do with them together as this new group of people who, for the most part, since Jesus had been crucified, had hidden from the rest of the community in Jerusalem. And now, with the Holy Spirit filling them with power, as we heard about last week, they were emboldened to go out and to share the good news. You know, one of the reasons I wanted us to have an outdoor service, in addition to those that I told you, is the symbolism of going beyond these walls. The growth of the church comes when we leave the comfort of these walls we call our church and go beyond them. And to be outside, beyond the walls, facing in the direction of a gigantic community that is waiting to hear good news even now, was a symbolism that I wanted us to enact today. But you can understand that idea. It's not lost. But we must have the vision. We must dream the dreams of a growing and vital church. And God will make it happen. Paul tells us that we don't have to do that by ourselves. In Ephesians, we hear these words from the fourth chapter. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. And the gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some would be prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and of the full stature of Jesus Christ. That God, with a vision and with dreams, has also bestowed upon us gifts that empower us to go beyond these walls and make a difference in the community. And our gifts are different. Our gifts are spread out among us, so that together we are the whole body of Christ, and we're supposed to mature up into the full stature of Jesus Christ. He's shaping us even now. He would form us into a mighty army of people that can go out and witness to His name and become even stronger. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful schemes. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth and building itself up in love. That's what we're here to do, brothers and sisters in Christ. To grow up into what God wants us to be. To fulfill all of His purposes for our lives. And a part of that purpose is to be an active part of His body, a fellowship, a local church. And we come to that opportunity this morning where several people are going to unite with this church.